the detachment of ego. I was reminded the other day how sneaky the ego can be. It shows up when we least expect it, whispering tales of inadequacy, pushing us to do more, be more, prove ourselves, sometimes even at the cost of our well-being. For so long, I let my ego lead the way. Even in my darkest moments, when I felt broken and unworthy, my ego clung to its illusion of control. It told me I was too good to admit defeat, too strong to ask for help, too proud to let anyone see me vulnerable. I may have felt like a failure, but I was going to be the most impressive failure you'd ever met. Even today, when I'm in a better place, my ego tries to step in. It tells me I should be doing more, having more, being more. It convinces me to push harder, to disregard my needs, to ignore that quiet voice inside me that speaks of self-care and balance. Ego latches on to everything: an achievement, a relationship, a dream, an idea. It clings and demands recognition. But when we practice detachment, we loosen its grip. Letting go of ego's hold. Detachment isn't easy. From an early age, we're taught to chase results: the prize at the end of the race, the grade at the top of the paper, the validation that makes us feel worthy. But what if we measured success not by accolades, but by the intention behind our actions? Every day brings its own challenges. We wake up with different energy, different emotions, and different capacities. Instead of holding ourselves to impossible standards, what if we simply did our best each day and called that enough? The ego might shudder at that thought, but here's the truth. Detachment is where we find freedom. How to practice detachment. Notice your thoughts. Pay attention to the chatter in your mind. When do you feel inadequacy or comparison creep in? How do they affect your body and mood? Separate ego from facts. The ego loves drama. It makes disappointments feel like disasters. Step back and look at the facts. Are you really failing or just feeling a setback? Release expectations. Stay present. Let go of rigid expectations about how things should unfold. Embrace uncertainty as part of the journey. Check in with yourself. Pause, breathe, and listen to what's truly happening inside. Meditation, walks, journaling, or quiet reflection can help. Allow mistakes. Perfection is an illusion. Mistakes are opportunities for growth. When you stumble, see it as a step forward, not a setback. Freedom just to be. When we detach from the ego's grip, we give ourselves permission to live authentically. We stop measuring our worth by external markers and start appreciating our effort, our resilience, and our humanity. Slay of the day. Reflect and rise. Do you place unrealistic expectations on yourself to always win or be the best? Why? How do these expectations serve you or harm you? What can you do today to practice detachment and self-compassion? Are you influenced by others' expectations? How can you shift your focus inward? When you fall short, how do you treat yourself? How can you show yourself more grace? Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. What helps you step back from your ego's grip and embrace detachment? Share your thoughts in the comments. Let's lift each other up. And if you know someone struggling with self-worth and expectations, send this to them. Sometimes all it takes is a reminder you are enough. I'm Carrie Gonzalez, reading a blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.